This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Howard Eskin, though, is the big eagle troll from WIP in Philadelphia. And, of course, when he came on last time, before the Cowboys whipped that ass on the road, Howard said this on the home of America's team.
We'll make the playoffs. 11-5. We'll make the playoffs. 11-5.
You're going to make the playoffs.
11-5.
I'll tell you what. I'll kiss your ass on the main street in Dallas if the Cowboys make the playoffs.
Howard is joining us live on the BuyerSafety.com hotline. Is this the worst bet that you are ever going to lose in your distinguished career?
Wait a minute. I haven't lost yet.
That's true.
No, but you are, because they're going to go 11-5, actually.
You know, you can't start chirping before it happens. The Cowboys can go in self-destruct mode. That's real easy for that team. Mm-hmm. Remember who the head coach is. Remember who the one-year wonder, the quarterback is. I loved his numbers against New Orleans. 24 for 28. So how the hell do you only score 13 points? How do you get sacked 7 times? It's a joke. So just relax there. Down there, Spanky. Get down, Spanky.
Howard, what are you going to do if the Cowboys make the playoffs?
I guess I got to come back to Dallas.
Well, here's what we'll do. We'll compromise.
Yeah, we'll do it at the Radio Row.
We'll do it in Atlanta, Radio Row. Or we always meet up, all of us, at the Super Bowl party. We can do it there as well.
Yeah, we can do. That's right. We can pick a place. That's fine.
Yeah, okay. If we get a few drinks and you have the media party, right. And it won't be as bad.
Do you have a cheek preference?
It'll always be bad. Do I have a cheek preference? No, it doesn't matter. Left or right, it's fine.
Look at the man owning up to his word.
But the thing is, you guys aren't there yet.
Howard, you're not going to win the division. You have an impossible schedule. You'll probably lose on Sunday. Your team is a 500 team. There's no magic light switch. It's not happening, bro. It would have happened already.
Okay. Well, after Sunday's game, the Eagles will be in first place. By the tiebreaker.
Is that so?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, you made fun of our coach. Your coach is essentially running the same Jason Garrett playbook, running on 3rd and 4 and doing 3 wide tight ends. Is old Dougie catching some heat up there in Filthy?
Well, he's got better players. Now, Amari Cooper is a better receiver than anybody that the Eagles have, but that's one player. But the Eagles have better players than the Cowboys.
Well, you don't have a running back.
He can run whatever offense he wants to run, and he's got a better quarterback.
Well,
and that's the key to the offense. So with all that said, he can run whatever offense he wants as long as he moves the football.
Well, why are you under?
By the way, he's still the defending coach Super Bowl champion.
Hold on to that for a few more weeks, my brother. Say it everywhere. Put it on a T-shirt. Because it's about to disintegrate. You know it, and we know it. Howard Eskin, WIP.
I got another bet for you.
Okay.
As long as you have the same quarterback and coach, you guys will never win a Super Bowl.
And what are you going to pay up with if you lose that?
Well, I didn't hear anything come back from the other way. Bet me that will happen.
Oh, I got to bet that one. I got to bet that one. I don't make bets I know I can't win.
Jason, okay. We'll be here forever, and Dak is going to get an extension, so we are going to find out. But we're
you
being...
You know what the best thing about this season is? That you just mentioned the best thing, that Dak has got people fooled that he might be that quarterback that can take the team to a Super Bowl championship, and that will not happen. I hope Jerry Jones gives him a 10-year contract and keeps him there forever.
Howard,
Tony Romo contract.
How happy is your bitter city over Jason Witten making a little side comment about your trashy fans? And all I see is all the Eagles fans crying all over the internet. Santa Claus was so long ago. Why is he got to bring up the snowball incident again? Why are you guys hating on Jason Witten, who's a saint?
Well, great football player. However, he better get it all out because this is his last year in the booth. Because he is brutal. That broadcast on ESPN might be the worst broadcast in the history of NFL Network football.
Yeah.
It is awful. And bringing up an old stale stereotype. Well, they booed Santa Claus. They threw snowballs at Santa Claus. Three people threw snowballs at Santa Claus. It's become this everybody's throwing snowballs at Santa Claus. Give me a break. Don't you have something better to talk about than an old stale stereotype?
Eskin. How about you guys throwing full beers at Viking fans? That was real classy.
Women, children, elderly.
Bears, full beers.
Yeah.
You idiots didn't even realize to finish them first.
It might have been a few people. I mean, come on now. And there are bad people everywhere. You got bad people there. Would you admit that?
No, not really. We have beautiful people here. Beautiful people.
You know the bad people who are here are the people who moved here from Philly.
Yeah, because they were forced to by their jobs. They didn't want to. They're still Eagles fans. But they have to stay under the radar because you people will destroy them. Now, it's just Jason Witten just... I got a great suggestion for Jason Witten next time in the booth. Don't say a damn thing. Just don't say anything. And that clown on the sidelines on the cart, I mean, give me a break. What is he watches the monitor the whole time. What the hell does he have to be down there riding on a cart? What a stupid thing that ESPN thinks is unique.
Eskin,
please.
I'm glad you brought up clowns on the sidelines because it's bad enough that you have to kiss RJ's ass at the site of the Super Bowl in front of all your media colleagues coming up in a few months. But now Golden Tate is calling you out for your wardrobe. I heard your new nickname is Banana Pudding there with your yellow Mr. Rogers vest. Ike Reese is saying it's overkill. Ike Reese is going at you. Golden Tate is going at you. I almost feel bad for you, Howard.
Here's their haters. They're haters because... I dress with a lot of fashion. It was actually what I thought was a good look with the yellow sweater and tie and the beats that match. And Golden Tate, see, this is typical of what people do. They miss the first part of what he said. And, you know, that outfit really looks good. It's on point. And then he added, looks like banana pudding. But I got deeper. See, I get to the root of the story. I found out that Golden Tate is a lover of banana pudding.
Mm.
And on Thanksgiving night, he had Thanksgiving dinner with one of his teammates where a bunch of guys went over, and his wife made banana pudding over.
That's so cute. That's so cute, Howard. What about Ike Reese saying, quote, it don't matter how much lipstick you put on a pig, it still looks like Howard Eskin, close quote.
Well, my quote is, you can put earrings on a pig and it's still a pig. So he plagiarized again. I don't care. You know what? Here's the bottom line. Here's the bottom line. They all think that they can take shots at me, and that's fine. That's fine. I can take it all. I've been taking it for years, but I'll stand up and just keep on ticking, and I'll just move on, and every game, I'll have an outfit that will be better than anything that they've ever worn. Now, Golden Tate, I haven't seen him dress yet, and he could be a stylish guy.
He's very stylish.
By the way, he's a really great guy, and he had fun. We talked
he's
about
a
it yesterday.
Cheap shot artist.
I promised him banana pudding, and he's got it now up in his locker.
That's so cute, Howard.
I'll give you credit on the outfit. The only thing bad about the outfit is the opinions that come out of it.
Howard, the last time you came on, the irrelevant Kelce brother was running his mouth. Jason Peters was running his mouth. Y'all got your ass whipped at home. And now we have some no-name bum, the Howard Eskin of the Eagles defense, Camu Grugier Hill, talking about Grugier the Cowboys Hill. Being chokers. Who is this scrub?
Okay, well, he's actually done a nice job for him. But I will tell you this.
He's got 14.
We can take him out of the mix because the Eagles know they're going to win the game. and I know they're going to win the game.
Unbelievable.
You guys, now it's time for you guys to just challenge me. You know, you never offered anything back when I made my outlandish bet. So you offer me. You think the Cowboys are going to win? And tell me what you are going to do when the Cowboys lose.
Chop, he wants a double or nothing.
You want a double or nothing, so
it's only fair. Fair is fair. He's got a point.
We can't let him out of the ass kiss.
Fair is fair. No, I mean, he's saying if the Cowboys wind up winning, he'll do what he's said.
Double or
nothing.
We'll do a double or nothing, Howard.
You never offered me anything. Now you got to offer me. You're so sure the Cowboys are going to win. At that stadium, which is not really a home field advantage, it's too big. There's not enough. The noise that you think is created is not created. It's an albatross to a home team, that stadium. So I don't think they have a home field advantage. So you have to just make something, a challenge to me from yourselves. And I don't offer anything back, as you guys didn't offer anything back. So fair's fair.
Do you want to do a double or nothing here where, if something
happens? Two cheeks. One cheek's better.
Well, no, you can do one cheek. You do one kiss in the back and then one on the front if that makes you feel any better.
Lord. He's got a yeast infection too,
dude.
Howard.
Yeah,
he's got
a
yeast infection.
You know what? I'd have to find something in the front first.
Oh! Well, I got the blue chews. I could really...
All right, Howard, if the Eagles win the East, Choppy may kiss your rear end at the Super Bowl.
No, we're talking about this game. All right, let's talk about this game. Don't hope for the Rams to win. Let's talk about this game, big guy. All right, come on, tough guy, let's go. What would you offer me if the Cowboys lose?
Give me some options.
We'll tweet it by the end of the show, Howard.
Give me some options.
We'll tweet it to you by the end of the show.
Which is what I want. There's a bunch of cowboy clowns to tweet about me.
We'll tweet it out. We'll put it out there.
I'll text it with you to confirm, Howard.
Now,
how about that?
Now, Howard, some of the Cowboy fans are saying that you were actually back in your day a Cowboy fan who was in love with Jimmy Johnson attending his parties. And you're a former Cowboy fan?
No. I'm a Jimmy Johnson fan because I knew him from the University of Miami. Mm. So, and I realized, because, listen, we had Rich Kotite, a stone cold dope as a head coach. You had Jimmy Johnson. I said, this is not a fair fight. So I just switched to being a Jimmy Johnson fan who happened to be the head coach of the Cowboys. And I told people they'll win Super Bowls before the Eagles, which was unfortunate, but as soon as they got rid of Coach Rich Kotite, I was off that wagon. I still love Jimmy. I think he's a great, great coach, and he's the reason that you haven't won anymore, because the owner couldn't stand to have somebody that had more notoriety than him. Mm. So that was a problem.
They won with Switzer.
He's suffer for that.
Howard, who is going to win the NFC East?
The Eagles win on Sunday.
What does that mean?
I just told you. That's my answer.
Oh, so you mean the Cowboys are going to win the East? You're conceding the division.
No, I didn't say that. I think the Cowboys will lose Sunday and another game this season. I do think that will happen.
Okay, and you guys are going to win the division.
Well, and that would put the Eagles in. I think even if they lost to the Rams, because that's the only other team I think the Eagles will lose to.
What?
The rest of the season.
The Texans? No, you're good there?
Yeah, it's played here. I hope it's like 10 degrees for that dome team coming here in 10 degrees. We'll see how good they are.
Okay.
J.J. Watson used to play in the cold.
It still didn't offer anything, so you think the Cowboys are going to win, but you won't when they lose.
You're going to kiss your butt. I'll kiss your butt too. You want me to do that?
Howard, one game versus the entire postseason. I mean, that's not really apples and apples.
Game we're heavily favored, though. 3.5. Roy, shut up.
Give me the 3.5. I won't need the 3.5. But I'm going to freeze my butt so your lips get stuck on my butt.
Oh, Lord.
Is it a metal pole? Are we double dog daring me?
Yeah, it's a Philly pole. That's a plate in there. Classy individuals. Remember, they got to climb up these butter poles or whatever. All right. He showed up. He came on. When he knows what's at stake, he's not running from it. We will tweet out an RJ bet to you by 10 a.m. Central Standard, and we will see you. All right, you're going to Atlanta, right?
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right, we'll see you at the Super Bowl, my friend. Thank you.
Yeah. right. Take care.
Butter bread. Banana pudding. Banana pudding. Howard Eskin.
Butter bread.
BuyerSafety.com hotline. He just told us he thinks the Cowboys are winning the division because he would not follow it up with Eagles will win Sunday
he
and then win the NFCs.
Nope.
He wouldn't say it. So he knows deep down.
He knows deep down it's over. The Cowboys are going to win this division. They may lose on Sunday, according to Howard. It's not going to happen.
I thought he was going to get out of that, RJ, but he's going to own it. He's going to kiss your rear end in Atlanta.
He is. I'm getting excited about this. I mean, I may not shave for a while.
Good.
You need to clean it up, though. You need to fix the yeast infection before you subject.
Well, I would
any
hope
man
that
to
that's
that.
Going to be fixed in the next month and a half.
Yeah, we got a ways
if it's
to go.
Not. We're going to have some bigger problems.
Howard Eskin, WIP in Filthy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.